big change is coming to psychiatry residency programs and to all of American medical education. It's called the Milestones Project, and it's an effort of the ACGME to specify the developmental goals that residents need to attain to meet the 6 core physician competencies outlined by the ACGME back in 1999. It's a major new development in medical education that moves the training of residents away from a long-standing model that simply described in broad terms the kind of experience a trainee should have doing a particular rotation, to one that delineates specific descriptors and targets for resident performance as the resident moves from entry into residency through graduation. So just how big a change is this?
It is a major paradigm shift in how we have gone about assessment of training as well as accreditation of programs. The milestones will play a key part in the next accreditation system in helping the ACGME monitor training programs' performance in resident training progress towards practice as independent and competent specialists.
That's psychiatrist Chris Thomas. He's chair of the 15-member workgroup that drafted milestones for psychiatry training programs. Those are in draft form on the ACGME website.
The big shift in the assessment of resident training is previously we had focused on the types of experiences residents must be exposed to, the content of their didactic, the length or number of patients seen, all of those components in training that had described what a residency entailed. And in evaluating residents, you typically would say that the resident is at, above, or below expected performance levels compared to other residents within the program. It didn't really describe specifically what they had accomplished and what they should work on next.
So that's what the milestones do. For each of the 6 competencies, specialties have developed a set of discrete skills. The psychiatry milestones delineate 22 discrete skills across the 6 competency domains. Richard Summers, the chair of the APA Council on Medical Education and Lifelong Learning, is a member of a 9-member advisory panel to the Milestones Workgroup. He says he's optimistic.
My own feeling is that it's a terrific document, and I think it's sort of an exciting blueprint for training directors to work with. The milestones really are the laying out developmentally over the 4 years of the residency a set of expectations about competencies that would be developed. And then they're really pretty fine-grained and detailed in defining expectations across the 4 years of the residency for residents' development of their skills and knowledge and attitudes as they, you know, become fully trained. It seems to me that it sort of shores up and sort of consolidates our expectations in a lot of the areas that we've traditionally thought of as being very important. And probably in 2 areas, it's really the milestones really sort of put a stake in the ground, I think, to try to raise the expectations for residency education. And the 2 particular areas are in clinical neuroscience and in quality improvement. And there are milestones in those areas that I think some people would say are, you know, fairly ambitious. And I think that that was done by design because it was seen as an area that, you know, as a field, we probably really need to develop our strength in to increase our focus, provide some more resources and training in that area. So I think we've ended up with, to my mind, a very balanced document, but also one that kind of stretches us some to help improve our training and prepare for the future.
The Milestones Project is a nationwide experiment and a major change. So naturally, there is some degree of concern about how this may affect individual training programs. But Chris Thomas says the educational community has been largely supportive of the project.
I'm very gratified by the response and the involvement of all those I have spoken to and that have taken the time to offer comments. We've received very useful feedback from program directors, from professional societies regarding the description of what we think are the training milestones for psychiatry residents. The concerns have mainly focused on the way we go about doing assessments and are we adding work for faculty members, program coordinators, program directors, and residents, distracting them from the focus of training and clinical experience. I think that the answer is that typically we've always assessed residents in a global fashion. Supervisors are expected to think about all aspects of a resident. The milestones are really taking it in a different direction where we begin to focus on specific aspects.
Another concern is that the milestones might be intended to prescribe a kind of cookbook for training. But Thomas is quick to assure training directors that that's not the case.
I think this is a major concern that somehow we are forcing a new system of evaluation for promotion or graduation. And what the ACGME primarily intends is collecting information about how programs are helping residents achieve competency. We're not interested in an individual resident at the ACGME level. We're looking at the program overall. Programs and program directors still have the purview and authority to decide when and if a resident should be promoted and graduated from training. If the milestones are useful in guiding the decisions by the training committees and the program director in reviewing residents' progress, excellent, so much the better. But that is not the primary intent of the ACGME's introduction of the milestones.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran at the American Psychiatric Association.